There's a call for more research to be done looking at genetic issues in veterans caused by exposure to toxins like Agent Orange while they were serving in the military. Joining us now is the senator who is putting this effort forward. Senator Richard Blumenthal is back. And Senator, you and I have actually spoken about this before. You've been really focused on it in the past. So why the resurgence now?
The resurgence now is the result of more and more veterans coming forward with their children who have been impacted by their exposure to toxic chemicals. We were joined yesterday in the announcement of this legislation by Molly Lewis, whose dad, a Navy veteran of Vietnam, was exposed to Agent Orange. Molly is now suffering from spina bifida, and she believes it was directly caused by his exposure to Agent Orange. As we pass the PAC Act, which, you know, provides care and benefits to veterans exposed to burn pits and other toxic chemicals, we began to learn more and more about the impact on children. And so I have reintroduced the Molly Lewis Research for Descendants of Veterans Exposed to Toxic Chemicals Act. It's a unwieldy name, but basically it provides funds for research and other action to help these children of veterans who were exposed either in Iraq or Afghanistan and maybe genetically impacted or in other ways. Jerry Augustine's kids, he's an Army veteran exposed to Agent Orange. Three of them have been impacted by his exposure. These stories are graphic and powerful and need to be heard, but also they need to be aided with the same kind of care and benefits that have been provided to the veterans themselves if their children are, in effect, victims or impacted by it.
And so just to clarify, Senator Blumenthal, when we say that, this isn't something that you can catch almost like a COVID. You're talking about children who were born with issues because they came from parents who were exposed to these toxins, correct?
Exactly. We're talking about mostly genetic impact or other kind of health impact that are not the result of direct exposure from the children themselves, either the burn pits or other toxic chemicals. Although sometimes it could be because, for example, a lot of children at Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated water there. And there are just all kinds of environmental impacts, but mostly genetic, on kids when their parents experience, for example, Agent Orange, which definitely has caused cancer. The PAC Act and other measures provide these kinds of care and benefits. 3 years ago, we passed it by a bipartisan majority. I hope we'll have a bipartisan majority to take care of the kids who can be impacted genetically or otherwise.
Senator Blumenthal, so the U.S. military, for people who don't know, sprayed Agent Orange on the jungles of Vietnam to kill the foliage, make it harder for the enemy to hide at the time, and it has since been shown, as you mentioned, to cause things like cancer and birth defects. I'm curious, when we do this research, obviously we're looking at our veterans, but was there any research done, for example, in Vietnam, to see if people who lived in and around that area or, you know, were also exposed to it during the wartime, did they also, you know, have we seen any research, I should say, outside of U.S. veterans showing these signs to further support, you know, what you're trying to put forward?
That's a great question, Melissa. I'm not aware of research done concerning the people of Vietnam who were obviously sprayed just as our troops were with Agent Orange. You're absolutely right. It was used as a defoliant so that bombing targets could be better seen and the Viet Cong could be better attacked. I'm not aware of any systematic research or any research at all. And the point is that our own children have not had the benefit of any research into what kind of effects there have been. And it's not only Agent Orange, it's also the burn pits and other toxic chemicals in Iraq and Afghanistan and really all around the world. We've put our troops on bases like K2 in Uzbekistan, where an old Soviet base was contaminated with radiation and oil spills and all the rest of it. And they're suffering as well. And perhaps their kids are.
The other thing, too, I was thinking about with this, Senator Blumenthal, is, you know, getting away, you know, not I, granted, this is obviously completely about the military. But my mind also went to people like firefighters. And I know we're trying to do a better job in Connecticut with, you know, providing help for firefighters and certainly their families if they are exposed to toxins on the job, even their own clothing causing cancer. But I'm curious if they fit into this legislation at all, or if there's an effort as well, because a lot of times, especially volunteer departments, they don't have, you know, the money or the funding to not only go into their own equipment or renewed trucks or the technology that they need to do the job as well as they can, but certainly the benefits or the support for if they get cancer because of, again, the elements they're exposed to at fires or even the material of their uniforms and having cancer-causing toxins in those. So I wasn't sure if you could comment on that or if that's a totally separate subject, but I do feel the two are somewhat related.
They are very much related. Environmental dangers from chemicals, toxic substances for firefighters is a major issue. You know, the number one cause of death for firefighters isn't the fires themselves. It's cancer that results from their exposure to toxic chemicals. And it happens because very often their equipment designed to protect them has chemicals, fire retardants, and other kinds of substances that actually cause cancer. So we are engaged in a major effort to replace all of this gear that they wear, and they do it routinely. You know, you see firefighters on their way to a fire. Often the fire has been put out by the time they get there, but they're wearing that gear for hours and hours. They're sweating in it. Sometimes when they are actually in fires, obviously, they're exposed to flame retardants in furniture and in paint that may be burning. So they are inhaling it or it's affecting their skin. Even if they take a shower several hours later, it may accumulate, the effect may be cumulative. So this issue is a major one for me. PFAS is found in many of the fire retardants that are used routinely by firefighters to put out fire, the foam that's used. So we are trying to replace a lot of the gear, a lot of the substance they use in the course of their firefighting. And one of my frustrations with the administration is that they have suspended a lot of the grant programs, FIRE and SAFER. Those are acronyms that I have made a priority of using to help our firefighters. And of course, workplace environmental dangers are a continuing issue for many other occupations as well.
Yes, certainly. And Senator Blumenthal, I appreciate you again highlighting this, not just here in Connecticut, but on a national level. And thank you so much for talking about it here on WICC. We appreciate your time.